Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Rodgers going for it all, looking to break it open. He's got it! Lazard! Gonna go! Touchdown!
Rodgers snaps it quick, scrambles to his right, pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon.
Allen has time. Intercepted! Sauce Gardner's got it. Breaking away, Garrett Wilson. Wilson, a big play downfield. Allen tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning, 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeJet1. And we're going to talk about the finale of the three-part Flight 23 series produced by One Jets Drive Films with the director of One Jets Drive Films. He's also the director of feature productions and original programming for not only One Jets Drive Films, but also One Jets Drive and Flight 23. And, of course, all the great series that are coming up, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Mr. Seth Bradley. Seth, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you having me on.
So, Seth, let's dive right into the episode. And it begins with Nathaniel Hackett sitting and dissecting film on Aaron Rodgers, running through specific plays, talking about what makes Rodgers special. There's a lot in this episode about the relationship between Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers. And I think the hardcore fan of the Jets, the fan that would listen to a show like this, the fan that reads all the articles in the papers, the fan that goes on message boards, the fan that posts on Jets Twitter, that fan probably knows a lot about the Nathaniel Hackett-Aaron Rodgers relationship because they've dug into all of the little bits and pieces that have been put out there. But to see this in something like Flight 23 was really cool because for the casual fan, it gives them the opportunity to have a window into that relationship. Can you talk a little bit about this part of the show for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, Coach Hackett, I think, was such an integral part of this offseason. You know, I think ever since, you know, he got hired, I think fans, you know, obviously began to get excited and connect the dots to Aaron and potentially coming here. And, you know, it was kind of like the first domino to fall in the offseason where you kind of started to think like, hey, like, you know, maybe there is, you know, a chance the Jets could get Aaron Rodgers. So I think kind of giving him his due here in the series and really kind of, you know, also introducing him to the fan base. You know, I think, you know who he is, you know, obviously his past and, you know, how he was successful in Green Bay and he gets a head coach opportunity in Denver. But I think, you know, to obviously fans are going to start to learn a lot about him, you know, in his time with the Jets, and he's going to be such an integral part if this team is going to, you know, win a championship. And I think it was very important to kind of, you know, see Rodgers through his lens. You know, I think, you know, he obviously had a front row seat to, you know, Aaron winning back-to-back MVPs in Green Bay. And I think when you see a coach break down film, I think it's one of the most unique, access points we can give a fan, because I think it's just different. You know, I think even for us, you know, filming that segment, you start to see things through his eye, and you start to see some of these plays that, you know, Aaron can make, and it gets you excited for what's to come this year for the Jets.
And I thought it was fascinating how Hackett really opened up about the fact that he felt like it's not only a fresh start for Rodgers, which has been talked about a lot, but a fresh start for Hackett too, and they get to do it together. As Hackett said, it's really cool to have spent all this time with Aaron Rodgers, and it's really cool for him to spend this time with him again now here with the Jets. With Hackett, there's a history here. For those that don't know, his father, Paul Hackett, was the offensive coordinator for the Jets under Herm Edwards in the early 2000s. I don't want to say something negative because I don't want to put those vibes out there, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Paul Hackett was incredibly unpopular because he was a very conservative offensive coordinator. I don't think that's going to be the way that things work with Nathaniel Hackett, because Nathaniel Hackett has Aaron Rodgers. Have to assume that if his father, Paul Hackett, had somebody like Aaron Rodgers, he wouldn't have been that way. But I really felt like this was a window into both Hackett and Rodgers, because we were looking at the way Rodgers thinks through Hackett, since Hackett was saying that both of them believe that this is an opportunity to have a second act for their careers, because we know how disastrous it was for Nathaniel Hackett in Denver. He went there as a head coach, didn't even last the entire season. Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett were butting heads the whole way. He gets back together now with the prodigal son, so to speak, Aaron Rodgers, and they can try and recreate the success they had together in Green Bay. I will say, though, of course, in Green Bay, they didn't get to the Super Bowl, but Hackett seems to believe that they can do that here with the Jets.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. You know, I think when you see some of these plays, he's breaking down, and, you know, it's, you know, part of Aaron Rodgers calling his own 2-minute drill and how aggressive he is. You know, I think as, you know, a football fan myself, it's like the excitement around what Aaron can do with the ball in his hand with less than 2 minutes on the clock should excite all Jets fans. You know, I think, you know, the past couple of years, you know, it's been a struggle on offense and things like that. And to think of, you know, being pinned back deep in your own territory and Rodgers can fire a couple shots downfield with, you know, only a few seconds on the clock and get the Jets into field goal range or potentially score a touchdown, I think that's very exciting to think about, you know, how explosive this offense can be. So, you know, I think when you hear Hackett talking about, you know, how aggressive they want to be and, you know, how they want to be explosive and be an entertaining offense, you know, I think that's something that Jets fans are going to really, you know, look forward to. And I think it's going to, you know, thinking ahead to, you know, Monday Night Football against the Bills, it's very exciting of what's to come.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
We flash back to 2021 when Robert Saleh and his coaching staff first showed up at Florham Park. And then we hear from a bunch of the coaches about the journey from that point to where the Jets are now. Jeff Ulbrich, Jeff Rotenberg, Tony Oden, and Aaron Whitecotton. They discuss where this team was when they first showed up in 2021, as opposed to now having Aaron Rodgers. And they all spoke about what they think Aaron Rodgers is going to mean to this team. Jeff Ulbrich in particular had some really interesting points here about how Aaron Rodgers should really help the defense, because Seth, we can all agree last year with the quarterback play that the Jets had, as poor as it was, the defense had to be on the field way too much and for way too long. Jeff Ulbrich seems to be excited about the fact that he doesn't think that's going to be the case with Aaron Rodgers here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, I think the defense, you know, last year was Super Bowl caliber. I think every fan, you know, was excited about the leap they took and, you know, even going back to 2 years ago, some interesting things that, you know, Jeff Ulbrich said after 2021 was, you know, they were going to take their lumps in that season to kind of plant the seeds for what's to come. You know, they could have probably been a better defense in 2021, but playing the young guys the way they did and things like that and kind of, you know, installing everything they were going to install, it was all kind of building to what they did last year. So, you know, I think, first of all, like, these coaches are great. You know, I know I'm biased working in the building, but I think there are some future head coaches, you know, on the staff, especially in that defensive room. You know, guys like Garrett Whitecott and guys like Tony Oden, Rutenberg's great. You know, Jeff Ulbrich is great. You know, it's like, I think fans are really going to start to realize how great this coaching staff is, you know, this year. So I think we wanted to kind of give everyone a glimpse into what those guys are like, but also, you know, this defense is going to be every bit as important as Aaron Rodgers is if the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Fun flashback to 2004 when the Jets selected Jericho Cotchery in the fourth round out of NC State. He was Phillip Rivers' go-to receiver at NC State, and I liked him a lot. I was thrilled when the Jets got him in 04, and boy, did he live up to anything you could have expected from a fourth-round pick. Had over 1,100 yards in 2007, longtime fan favorite. By the way, he was the last Jets receiver to be drafted by the team to have 1,000 yards in a season until Garrett Wilson in 2022. So it was a 15-year stretch where the Jets didn't have a receiver that they drafted themselves that had 1,000 yards. We continue with the story as Alan Lazard goes to a pizza place, gets a buffalo chicken slice and a sausage slice. I gotta say, he hasn't been here that long, but I already like him. He gets two thumbs up from me on the pizza choices. Buffalo and sausage, two very solid selections there for Alan Lazard. Lazard talked about his journey, about being an undrafted free agent out of Iowa State. John Walters, the longtime play-by-play voice for Iowa State, was on the show, and he discussed Alan Lazard and his history there at Iowa State. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that episode, highly recommend doing so. Lazard talked about how Aaron Rodgers saw something in him and was able to help him get these opportunities, and he said it really sunk in with him how this dream has become a reality when he first saw his signing bonus. I thought that was really cool. Talked about his relationship with Rodgers in more depth and how he feels like Aaron Rodgers is rejuvenated. He was great in Green Bay, but he seems to be so happy and so fired up here with the Jets. So a really nice glimpse into the mind of Alan Lazard, his personality. He seems like a really good kid. It's funny because if I saw Alan Lazard out somewhere, I wouldn't necessarily think football player, even though he's a 6'5" guy. He just looks like such a regular guy. If you said, that's Alan Lazard, he's the best corporate lawyer in New Jersey, I'd totally buy it because he really has that quiet, serious persona about him. But he's really turned into a heck of a football player. And hearing him open up about his journey and his relationship with Aaron Rodgers was awesome.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the undrafted success stories. You know, I think fans hear about, you know, superstar players all the time, and you know, they kind of, a guy like Aaron Rodgers is always going to be talked about, but when you hear about a guy that legitimately comes in the league as a UDFA and makes it to that second contract and gets an opportunity like this, it's really unique. You know, I think obviously Allen's going to be a huge part of the Jets' success this year, but there's actually a moment that didn't make the, you know, the final cut that was very interesting in the having Nathaniel Hackett talk about Alan. And, you know, he was in Jacksonville when they signed Alan Lazard as a UDFA. And he said to us, he was like, honestly, he's like, I didn't think Alan Lazard was, you know, a very good player. You know, I didn't really think he was going to make it, you know, to where he is now. And he kind of talked about, he gets to Green Bay and Alan's there and he still is, you know, kind of developing. He's still just kind of a, you know, an unknown guy. And then he said all of a sudden it was like the game started to click for him. He started to understand, you know, how to carve out a role for himself, and he really grew as a receiver. So it was really kind of unique to hear, you know, Coach Hackett talk about him in that way, because, you know, you're not normally going to hear a guy say like, oh, you know, I didn't really expect him to be what he is now. And, you know, kind of their paths aligned, honestly, you know, perfectly, you know, from Jacksonville to Green Bay and now to the Jets. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, Coach Hackett incorporate Alan into the offense. But, you know, Alan's from Iowa. You know, he's you know, new to the big city, obviously playing in Green Bay. And it was kind of cool to see, you know, his perspective of playing in New York and, you know, playing for, you know, a hungry fan base like the Jets. And, you know, obviously he wants a Super Bowl too. So, you know, I think he's going to be a fan favorite this year.
We hear from the defensive coaches again and some of the players, including DJ Reed and Quincy Williams, about how well the defense performed in 2022 and how they're looking to take the disappointment of the ending of 2022 and build on it to have major success in 2023. The coaches go out of their way to praise the two best players on the defense, Sauce Gardner, who is a huge addition through the draft last year, and of course Quinnen Williams, who, as Jeff Ulbrich says, is a generational type of talent. Ulbrich in the episode said the term generational gets used too much, but with Quinnen Williams it really applies. I thought it was cool to hear from Aaron Whitecotton here because obviously we know about that viral clip of Quinnen Williams yelling at Aaron Whitecotton on the sidelines last year, but Aaron Whitecotton had nothing but positive things to say here. Seth, I think it's safe to say that when you listen to the coaches and the players in this episode talking about the ending of 2022 and going into 2023, they're very disappointed in how 2022 ended, but they are fired up about 2023, and they believe this defense can be even better this year.
You know, the way the defense played last year, they kept, you know, this team in so many close games, and you're just thinking, like, you know, how close this team was to the playoffs. And, you know, I think being on the outside looking in, I think it's got to be really hard for this team to kind of swallow, you know, just one play here, one play there. You know, they're in the playoffs and, you know, potentially could make some noise last year. So, you know, I think this coaching staff is every bit as hungry as this fan base, you know, the players. They've been through a lot, you know, I think taking their lumps in 2021 and kind of being on the cusp. And, but like I said earlier, you know, this defense is going to be, you know, elite. You know, I think the excitement around what Sauce can do in his second year, what DJ Reed can do in his second year, you know, I think there's still a lot of disrespect to DJ and how good he is. You know, I think when you look at this cornerback duo, and then obviously like a guy like CJ Mosley, who's been here for 2019, and then, you know, bringing back Quincy, bringing in Al Woods and all these new additions, it's, you know, really exciting to see how hungry this group is to, you know, put this team over the top.
We get another flashback to a moment in Jets history. This time it's 2010, when LaDainian Tomlinson, one of the greatest running backs of all time, signed with the Jets. He got off to a really hot start that season, then sort of fizzled, and it was Sean Green who really carried the mantle down the stretch. But Tomlinson's presence as a veteran in that locker room really seemed to make a positive impact that year as the Jets went to the AFC Championship game for the second time in 2 years. We then flash forward to a team meeting April 17th at Florham Park. Robert Saleh gives a speech in front of everybody. This had a first day of school vibe to it, Seth, because you see the players who knew each other from last year high-fiving, shaking hands, hugging, and then you saw some of the newer players introducing themselves. I thought it was cool. Robert Saleh felt like that teacher who's getting up in front of the class for the first time in the new school year.
Yeah, Coach Saleh is, you know, so good in those settings. You know, I think he's such a great leader. You know, obviously it's no secret that, you know, he loves the Navy SEALs and he's talked about leadership and culture and everything like that. And, you know, I think he's never wavered, you know, from the beginning on his message and what needs to be done to, you know, create a winning culture and create a winning, you know, organization. But I think the difference this year is now he's kind of saying, like, you know, in press conferences and things like that, like, not many teams are going to realistically have the ability to win a Super Bowl, but he believes obviously the Jets are now one of those teams. So I think when you start to hear kind of that sink in, you know, from a head coach, you realize it's different. And I think, you know, it just goes to show you how important, you know, the work they put in the offseason really is and what they're trying to do from building a team chemistry standpoint. You know, Rodgers has been, you know, in the building every single day. You feel it in the building with him there and what they're trying to do. It's a very determined group. You know, I think when you bring in a lot of stars and you have a lot of star power, I think sometimes you can get a bunch of guys who aren't going to put in the work and things like that. And this group is, you know, laser focused on what the goal is. And that's obviously a Super Bowl.
Speaking of guys who are laser focused, we next see you guys talking to CJ Mosley, and we look at highlights of the 2022 season with Mosley, who eventually became a Pro Bowler that year. it's discussed about how he's such an important leader in the locker room, but you guys seem to spend a significant amount of time with CJ Mosley. I will say this. I had the opportunity to interview him on draft night in 2021, and he's a very reserved, laid-back guy. He's not really the type of guy that's going to give you a ton of off-the-wall quotes. There are other personalities that might be better for that. CJ Mosley is a guy who really gets down to business. He's all about leadership. He's all about results on the field, and I think you really got a chance to see that with the comments he had here in the episode.
Yeah, we wanted to feature CJ because he's been the guy that's been there from the beginning. It's like if you really go back, you know, through what this, you know, how this team has been built, he's the piece. He's kind of like the first piece. So, you know, he obviously got here before Joe Douglas got here. He's been steady throughout. I think there's been times where fans maybe thought like he was on the decline and, you know, he's getting older and things like that. And the work he puts in is just unmatched, you know, and the, he's just such a great player, and I think he's so much different than a guy like Ray Lewis, who you think of like one of the best middle linebackers to ever play. You know, obviously CJ's in that conversation too, but it's like, you know, you're totally right. Like off the field, he's very reserved. You can hardly get him to say like two words, but he's the backbone of this team. So we really kind of felt it was important to feature him, and you know, as the captain, a guy who's been here for, you know, through it all, and he's seen it all, and he's, you know, he's grinded it out to get to the spot where the Jets are now in position to, you know, compete for a championship. So, you know, I think if the Jets are going to win this year, you know, he's going to be a huge part of it. So I think his leadership is so crucial to the team's success.
To close out the episode, we get a juxtaposition of Joe Willie Namath and Aaron Rodgers. Not all that subtle what you're trying to say there, Seth. I think anybody who watched the episode is going to pick up on that pretty easily. Then we get a chance to see flashbacks to the arrival of different players, Quinnen Williams, Garrett Wilson, Jermaine Johnson. Then there's a montage of players who have been drafted or signed since the Saleh era began. Of course, Sauce Gardner would be one of those players. And the episode closes out with clips from OTAs as a final hype pitch for the 2023 season. We see guys like Garrett Wilson catching passes from Aaron Rodgers in OTAs, which was cool to see to close out the episode. So, Seth, talk to me about this final bit here. It felt like this was almost a sales pitch to Jets fans, as if to say, I know it's been rough for a few years, but the fun times are coming. They're right around the corner. It's going to be a great 2023.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's go time now. You know, the team has been built. You know, they're, you know, I'm never counting out Joe Douglas for making another big move, or, you know, or doing something here in the next, you know, month or two that's going to be, you know, exciting. I mean, I think he's proven, you know, he can make a late addition or whatever, but I think for the most part, the team is ready. You know, I think this team has been built over the last couple of years, and, you know, Coach Saleh said it in the first episode that him and Joe had kind of put the plan in place to make a run at this thing in 2023. So I think, you know, the time is now, and you know, I think it's an exciting time for Jets fans. So we really wanted to kind of end it with a bang and, you know, kind of give everyone a little taste of what's to come, especially with training camp around the corner. So, you know, I think this was, you know, kind of the perfect way to end it. You know, I love to call back to historical moments and kind of show, you know, how everything's been built. But now it's ultimately time to play and get everything going.
Seth Bradley, director, feature productions and original programming for One Jets Drive Films, the director of One Jets Drive and Flight 23. Really appreciate you coming on, taking us behind the curtain with these episodes. Really looking forward to doing this for future projects that you're going to be working on. So for those that are unaware of those projects and when they're going to be coming out, go ahead and talk about those. And also how people can find everything that we've been talking about, the three episodes of Flight 23 and the other stuff that you guys have previously worked on at One Jets Drive Films.
Yeah, absolutely. So fans should definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Jets YouTube page. That's, you know, our primary location to release all these episodes. I mean, you can catch them on SNY, you can catch them on CBS, but, you know, if you want to find everything we're doing, definitely subscribe. You know, One Jets Drive will be coming back in August, so we're really excited about that. That's obviously our mothership series that, you know, takes a fan from training camp through the end of the season. So, you know, if you want to see, you know, all the behind the scenes, if you want to see incredible, angles of the games and, you know, pregame moments and postgame moments and, you know, features on all of your favorite players, you know, that's really where it's all going to happen, you know. So shout out to our incredible crew, you know, that put the work in on Flight 23. You know, we have a great documentary on Breece Hall coming out, you know, this fall that I think is going to, you know, get fans excited about him. He's one of my favorite players to work with. So, yeah, it's like there's a lot of stuff coming. You know, I would just say it's going to be a hell of a ride for everybody this year. And, you know, I think 1JD Films is going to take everyone, you know, on an incredible journey.
Make sure you check out all three episodes of Flight 23 if you haven't already. And be ready to check out everything that Seth and his crew is working on, including the Breece Hall documentary. Seth, I can't wait to talk to you about that down the line. Also, make sure that you check out everything we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has an awesome All-22 breakdown of a bunch of the players the Jets acquired this offseason, including Alan Lazard, who we talked about in this episode. So make sure you watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quentin Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital, PlayLikeAJet.com.